missionary trips. And the plane ran into some very severe turbulence. As it got worse, the passengers became more and more alarmed. And even the flight attendants began to look quite concerned. Finally, one of them noticed that Father Mike had Reverend in front of his name on the passenger list. So she went over to him and said, "Father, this is getting really frightening. Do you suppose you could, I don't know, do something religious?" And without pausing for a second, Father Mike replied, "Absolutely," and he took up a collection.
Flowing with milk and honey.
How was he to do this? By way of the desert. But without a map. Without a map. With only a compass called trust. Trust in God. And trust in God's faithfulness. God also chose young Michael Radichak, or as we say in pure Polish, Ratajka. God chose Mike Ratajka. And it's interesting because on Friday when we were together just talking about this weekend's event, Father Mike told me, you know, after all this time, after all these years, I still believe so deeply that I was called. That I was called. When Father Mike was in the eighth grade, Father Shabrowski delivered a vocation talk at Transfiguration Parish in Detroit. And Michael was moved, so much so that when he returned home, he told his parents, Herman and Helen, that he'd like to go to the Archer Lake schools for high school. And they wondered, is this really such a good idea? After all, he was so young. Could they afford it? It's a private school and rather expensive. Will he be okay so far from home, an entire 40 miles? He followed the call with no clear roadmap, with only the compass of God, with only the compass of trust to direct him. And after high school, he veered from the path and for 1 year attended the University of Michigan before redirecting himself and his education to St. Mary's College in Orchard Lake. You know, in the desert, God gave Moses a very special helper and confidant who would prove to be an invaluable aid to Moses. Well, God did the same for Michael. He provided Michael with a very special helper and confidant who would prove to be an invaluable aid, an invaluable asset. And I have to say, in all humility, it was to be me. And the call grew stronger. While there were genuine doubts that continued throughout his young life, just as there are and just as they do for all of us throughout our entire lives, even with the uncertainties and idealism and calming trust led Michael to the altar of ordination and to priestly service in the Archdiocese of Detroit. And then, Father Mike sensed that he must make a change in direction, a big change. That he was being drawn to San Diego. And he maintained that he really didn't know why. Seriously? This is the closest thing you're going to get to the promised land. those Israelites complained about everything. They complained about the food. There wasn't enough. It started to get boring. They began to complain about where they were. You know, at least when we were in Egypt, we were able to eat garlic. They said that, read the Bible. It's unbelievable. It was certainly better than Egypt. Moses was getting a little bit perturbed. So he told the people, just remain here for a while. And he went up to Mount Sinai. And there, God spoke with Moses, telling him why he had rescued Israel from the Egyptians, telling him that God had chosen these Israelite people to become a holy nation of priests, telling him that God really treasured the Israelites as his very near and dear possession. He was their God. They were his people. God speaks to Moses directly. And God gave him the tablet with the Ten Commandments. And Moses was absolutely euphoric. He is a changed person. Even his appearance changes. And Moses makes his way down Mount Sinai, and he finds the people, God's chosen people, honoring a false god. His euphoria was transformed to rage. How could you do this, he says to them. How could you be so mindless? How could you spit in the face of God, a God who saves you and loves you and wants only good for you? How could you do it? And then he takes and he smashes the tablets. And he walks away from the people in sheer disgust. But in time, reason returns to Moses. He directs that the broken pieces be gathered up and placed in a sacred container. For even though these tablets were broken, they were still sacred. He realizes, too, that God never abandoned his people in disgust, so he must not. Moses must not. And after a cooling off period, returns again to lead them. Like married life, like the single life, like the religious life, the priesthood certainly has its ups and downs, with highs that can be ecstatic and lows that can be crushing. And Father Mike has experienced both. Many, many times he was awed by the goodness of God in his life. He was overwhelmed by the commitment of God's people to their faith. And he has been humbled by their, by your love and acceptance of him. Yes, Father Mike has experienced many highs in his priesthood. And this celebration is certainly one of them. But like us all, he has also experienced some very serious low points, realizing that there were times when he strayed from God's path, realizing that there were times when his focus wasn't concentrated only on God, but rather on ways that led him away from his master's love, that like the tablets, like those tablets that contain the Ten Commandments, cruel to others, that they could be so insensitive and hurtful, that they could offend and damage others so deeply, really tore at his heart and made him realize, made him see clearly that his people were only as broken as he himself is. But you know, disappointment with himself and with others humanized Father Mike and led him to the divine insight that even though broken, all are still sacred, that all are still worthy of redemption, that all are still worthy of the love of God, that all are still worthy of Father Mike's affection and his acceptance too. And the last of the comparisons with Moses, God shows Moses the promised land, a land that he would only visit in the next life. Throughout the many years of faithful service in leading God's chosen people, in leading God's holy nation of priestly people to the promised land, God kept reminding Moses that there would be an end point to his labors. And the nearer he came to that goal, the clearer its image would become. The dream of the promised land, a distant vision of a land flowing with milk and honey, was to become a place where Moses would lead God's people, but a place that Moses could only enjoy when he crossed the line, when he stepped over the border into eternity. There are times when Father Mike thinks that he is in the promised land and that there's nowhere left to go. While this is this place, this parish, this community, while this is more than likely the closest anyone could get to the promised land here on earth, God is still calling and Father Mike is still trusting. And even after 40 years, God wants more of Father Mike and God's chosen people here in St. Thomas More Parish. While Father Mike and the wonderful people of St. Thomas are like Thomas Burton in that they don't really know where they are going, but they know that they're not lost. They keep moving forward, they keep moving onward. They keep moving and building a strong and mighty temple that will serve as a monument of faith and a hospital for healing and hope for future generations. You are building a strong, a new, and a mighty temple behind you and in front of me. They keep moving onward and building a temple of the heart in order to be reminded and to remind others that whatever we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we are doing for and to Christ. Reminding themselves and others that God loves all people, that God sent Jesus in the world. He sent him into the world not to condemn, but to save. Mike, this is your 40th anniversary, but this celebration belongs to your family, to your mom and dad, Helen and Herman, and your other deceased family members, Gray and Bob and Jack, who are enjoying this observance in the promised land. To all your family here who trust that those who are not with us too are with us in spirit. I love your family. They're a beautiful family. And my prayer is that all of you grow stronger and stronger in your commitment to the church, so as to grow deeper and deeper into your relationship with God, into your trust in God. Yes, Mike, this is your 40th anniversary, but this celebration belongs to your many good friends, living and deceased. So many of them are here with you in body and in spirit. But there's one that needs to be acknowledged by name, Larry Duchamp, one of your closest friends, one of your most significant mentors. He must be so happy for and proud of the great people of St. Thomas More Parish. For you and for them, faith and religion are not solely academic endeavors or the observance of laws or rules or regulations. No, for them and for you, faith and religion are lived experiences. For them and for you, your journey is not really knowing where you are going, but using one another as compasses of trust, directing each other to your common goal. For them and for you, you are all grateful. For each other, and where you are here and now in your life's journey. But you're grateful too because you know that there is more. I close by asking God to continue to bless all of us, and especially Father Mike Radichak, whose 40th anniversary brings us all together this weekend. And as God continues to lead us through Father Mike's leadership and direction, may we one day be drawn together again to the promised land of eternity with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Father Mike.
And I had to work hard to accept him, but I didn't.